Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Hello and welcome to Sloppy Joes. Is this episode 44?
Don't know.
44.
I don't know.
How are you doing, Joe?
All right today.
What's up?
Good news and bad news.
Immediately you look different.
I've shaved my own beard and it's not gone very well. I'm not going to see the Turkish boys today. There's a reason behind it. I hate both of you today. I hate
you. You put
well.
A thing in the group saying, I've shaved my own beard and it's good. It looks a bit mad.
I couldn't believe the look Becky gave me when I came down the stairs. She looked like it was over. It like, as in that relationship's done, whatever you've just done to your face is mad. And it doesn't help that I trim my beard with my pube trim as well, so it's not, it's fucking...
So it stinks of lice.
It's lice. My cheeks have got the clap. So essentially, my plan was to you...
So talk us through how this day went. First of all, just for that, Ethan Jones is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, everyone.
How you doing, Ethan?
Great to be here, yes.
You're looking like... I look like me. You look like you.
Yeah.
But Joe looks like Bobby from King of the Hill.
Stop saying Bobby from King of the Hill. I had to Google him, and all the pages is a fat bloke with no beard.
He's a child. So it's
I look like a child, yeah, but you said this aged me 20 years.
It's weird because it's made you look like Bobby from King of the Hill, a child, but also like... a 50-year-old bloke who's going through a rough divorce.
My plan was to you, and I said this to you the other day, was I was just going to let my hair grow for a while, and obviously there's not much of it, but like get a bit scraggly.
Yeah.
And then when I'm down to the weight that I want to be, wow, have this unbelievable haircut.
Like this, almost like you're wearing a disguise.
Yeah.
That you then reveal the new Joe. What did you say? You wanted to lose 3 stone, you said?
Yeah.
So the 3 stone down Joe. So, and...
Well, today I woke up and thought, I looked like an absolute mess here. And it wasn't enough just to go and get my beard done by the Turkish blokes because they charge quite a bit for just a beard.
How much is it for just a beard?
I think it's like 17 quid. For just the...
No.
Well, oh, mate, well, they got the hot towel, the beard trimmers, the knife and all that. Steam machine. Paul wanks you off. So it comes to about 17 quid.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's before a tip. Do you tip?
What?
Do you tip?
Yeah. No, I don't. Fuck that.
Do you not?
No, but you remind me of something that happened once at our barber's about tipping. A guy did my beard 5-6 years ago for 7 quid, right?
So
and I said, oh, can I tip? He said, what? I said, call it 10.
Wow.
So as in like, go from 7 to 10 pounds.
Yeah, 3 quid. That's good. What's that, like a 40%
tip? He thought I meant call it 10 pounds. He charged me 17 quid. Is he taking the piss?
And you've paid 17 quid ever since.
Why would I pay double? Like, more than double.
Who are you, Jerry Seinfeld? Just some absolute billionaire walking around.
That was the hairdresser's name.
Call it
Gorilla.
10.
Near the Ritz.
Oh, imagine the audacity of that. Because he must be, in any sort of tippable kind of industry, you're aware of the round it up to a tenner.
Yeah.
Round it up to a fiver. Or if it's like, oh, you know, you pay for a Chinese at the door. What is it? 45 quid. Here's 50. Keep the change.
Yeah.
Like, that is well understood. So he was probably taking the piss.
Have you ever had a good tip?
Huh?
Pardon? Have you ever had a...
Ethan has. In the glory all years. Have I ever had a good tip? No, I haven't. But I've served a couple of famous people.
Really?
Yeah. Sir Ian McKellen.
Really?
Is it Ian McKellen? No, yeah. His mate. What's his
Who?
Mate called?
Patrick Swayze. No.
Patrick Stewart served him.
Really?
Yeah. I became, I wouldn't say mates with, but certainly acquaintances with Hearsay in Coronation Street's Kim Marsh.
Nice.
Because I worked with her daughter.
Oh,
so
really?
So she used to come in, I used to chat to her, me and Marshy, the Marshland, as I used to call her. Marshmallow. I don't know where we're going with that. We became...
Chummy.
We became chummy.
Chummy. Chummy? What does chummy mean?
Like chums.
Oh, chum.
Not chum like what you'd feed a dolphin, but chummy as in like we could say hello to each other and stuff.
Yes, and that was it?
No. Also, what's he called? Alan Thompson, who was in Cold Feet. He
right.
came in. Google him, actually.
Is he not John Thompson?
John Thompson. You kind of look like him now you've had the beard shaven. John Thompson, if you get a picture of John Thompson. He's one of those people that you might not know his name, but you'll recognise his face if you've watched
him. Yeah.
So
yeah,
John Thompson. That,
yeah.
And actually, that's not a diss, that. Loves it. Well, he came in. Go on, say that.
Can't say that.
Loves it. The cock. What are you doing there? What are you doing? You just going, leave it, loves her.
No, he doesn't love that.
Loves
he
a drink.
Do. He might.
How do you know? Stop whispering, everyone can hear you. What do you mean? Loves it.
You used to love it anyway.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anyway, that adds to the story because he what? Came in and we used to do these things called cake shakes, which what? Was a pint of milkshake with a slice of cake, whipped cream, oh. chocolate sauce.
What does I call it? Breakfast?
Yeah, chocolate sauce and sprinkles on top. Fuck it, it was £9 or £11 or something, a pint of milkshake.
Where's this?
This was at Home Sweet Home on Deansgate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He came in, he got a full English breakfast, a cake shake, a pint of orange juice, a coffee and a water. Now, if that doesn't scream hangover,
that is,
I don't know what that is, honestly, a 6,000 calories.
That's unbelievable. Why? So many liquids.
So many liquids.
You don't need the orange juice.
Pint of orange.
You do not need the orange juice.
Cake shake, coffee, pint of water. That man is just sloshing around town after that.
That's
isn't
incredible.
He? So yeah, he came in. Not the biggest of celebs, but Patrick Stewart's the big one.
Yeah.
Oh, Darcy Bustle. She came
you
in.
Just make it
no, she did. I swear
who's
she,
Darcy Bustle?
She's a dancer. I tell you who else came in. You're like this, Ethan. What's he called? That striker who used to play for Liverpool.
Peter Crouch.
Danny Ings came
oh,
in.
Oh, Danny Ings.
Yeah, he came in when he played for Liverpool. At this point, he'd been injured for like 18 months. Oh, Darcy came Bustle. In, got a piece of cake. He thought, come on, mate.
You're
on the way to recovery, yeah?
Ethan, have you ever had a job where you could get tipped? Have you ever been a retailer or anything like that?
I once worked as a what do you call it? Behind in a kitchen. A kitchen, what do you call
Porter.
It?
Porter?
No,
Chef?
A pot washer, sorry.
A pot washer? How did you forget the name for a pot sorry. Washer?
It's literally, it's not like pot. Some French word for it. It's literally, what was the job? Wash pots, what was the job called? Pot washer. Like fucking hell, it's not like barista or some word that isn't describing, like a dentist, tooth doctor.
That's quite funny actually you said barista, because I remember back in the days when I was on Tinder, there was a girl, the first ever girl I matched with on Tinder and got really excited. And I was like, God, she's my age and she's really clever and she's a barrister. And I couldn't believe how like clever she was and how lucky she was. But on reflection, it was a barista. So that's quite sad.
She certainly frothed your milk, didn't she? Mm-hmm. What about you? Have you ever had a big tip? Because I mean,
Mother's Day was my day.
What does that mean? Mother's Day.
Mother's Day in the cafe I used to work at in Brookwood Park. They used to do special Mother's Day meals, and I used to clean up.
Did you? Well, you're a cleaner.
I used to clean up as well. That was at the end of the shift. I used to clean up with the Sunday dinners.
Oh yeah.
And a smile to the mums. You know, yeah. I'm good with mums.
You got those baby blues as well. We don't talk about that enough. Your eyes are gorgeous.
Thank
just
you very much.
Look straight on the camera with those bad boys.
I know they can't really see you now, but especially when I'm serving, you know, you're eating mess. Looking lovely today, Barbara.
Oh wow! What kind of tip we're talking? 10-20% about.
She didn't do anything. Oh yeah. I used to walk away. I think one year I walked away £100.
Tips in a day?
Yeah, yeah.
That's good, isn't it? You've got you're a very lovable person.
Oh, and I'm very good. Like, I took care of them. It wasn't just a meal.
What does that
it
mean?
Was an
why
experience.
Why do you sound like you're doing happy endings?
I'm not free off an old woman, am I?
Someone's got to do it.
What is the correct word for that?
It's not frigging off, is it?
Ethan, what would you say it is?
Frigging off? What?
Oh, no, don't. What would you say? Because obviously the male equivalent, you can easily like tosser or wanker. What would you say like the female equivalent is?
What? Is the correct term finger drilling?
That's it. That's what a doctor would say. Do you know when you give it like a semen sample? Like, okay, so here you go.
How many times have you given a semen sample?
No, I'm not saying I do. I'm saying
have you given a semen sample?
No. I've had the old...
Why did you have to think about
it? I've had the old fish hook down there. Testing for stuff. Have you ever had that?
No.
Because, I thought I had a STI. Went to the clinic and was like, guys, this thing is an absolute fountain of youth. And instead of youth, it's cottage cheese.
You eat bowls that now.
I love cottage cheese. I never used to until then. I was like, something is going on here. And I was like, just give me the tablets. Just don't worry about any of that. Just give me the, just fucking I'll take one for chlamydia. I'll take one for everything.
Really?
That's what I wanted. I just thought, give me one of everything. Something will fix it, and whatever damage it is done to my liver, I'll live with.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
But they don't work that, obviously, because they're doctors. So they were like, no, we're going to have to see the offending vessel. So you pop.
They called it a vessel?
Nah, I can't remember what they called. What are you doing?
Getting a Luke's Head orange.
For the story. So I got in there, sugar. And you take they ask you to get. The thing I don't understand is, they go, if you just want to make yourself comfortable, which means get your bollocks out.
Hard?
No. Loves it.
So, no, we have to cut that out.
Does it?
Yeah, loves
it. Absolutely off his tits. So they go, if you want to make yourself comfortable, they pull the curtain across, like you aren't just about to get naked. Do you know what I mean? Like you're going to get naked and then put something else and then they come back. Yeah. But they don't. Why don't they just leave it open and watch you take your pants off? Anyway, so I'm laid on the thing. And it's the classic. I'm going to have to get someone else to look at this as well.
No.
Second opinion.
No, yeah. That's not.
So they're checking everything. They check. This is good, by the way. So if anyone's worried, go and get it done.
Yeah,
go and get checked out. But they check all your glands around and everything, make sure they're not all.
They got the blue gloves.
Weirdly
on,
cold hands. Blue gloves. And then they feel it.
Fucking hell.
But it's like, it couldn't. Do you know people always say, people say stuff like, oh, I was worried I might get an erection or what? People say things like that.
Yeah.
If you can get an erection in that situation, you are a psychopath. You are the biggest sex offender on earth because it couldn't be smaller.
Yeah.
This, honestly, it looked like a wine gum balanced on King Kong shoulders. Just fur and then a little wine gum. The worst penis of all time.
So when they, do you have to put it up there?
No,
yourself?
So they put it down. It looks like a coffee stirrer, you know, a plastic one. Grab that down, give it a little, how's your father? Pull it out, put it in a thing. I didn't even have anything. I think I just got a UTI.
Back to my beard.
The
then.
Worst situation of all time.
That sounds horrific.
Horrendous. Horrendous.
And then scarring. I twisted my bollocks once while I was playing rugby, and
you
I
twisted them.
Situation like that.
Really?
One of the weirdest. A mistake that I regret when I started uni was signing up to the rugby union team. Mm-hmm. They're all just fucking wild.
Are they?
Yeah, I didn't do any of that initiation shit.
Was everyone else doing that?
Yeah, they were all loving it.
So what is that?
Licking bumhole, stuff like that.
Because people talk about that. And I've never done it. I played rugby at like year seven.
Yeah.
And there's no piss drinking in year seven. Mr. Howes wouldn't have allowed that. God, actually. Never quite did see what he did with. Anyway, don't worry about that. But I don't know about this uni level rugby union, because the rumor is fingering.
They just love. It was so part of their night to try and get stuff up each other's bums, and they loved it. And it could be anything: wine bottles, cucumbers, OK magazines. It could be anything. And the weirder the item, the better the challenge. And I
is this real? Did they actually do this?
Yeah. I unfortunately, on the first day playing for rugby union, got dickhead of the week because I forgot my boots. Oh, it was written in the stars. So I had to play in my fucking shit boots. Got dickhead of the week, so I had to drink a shit pint, which I'll do that.
Wow, what's that?
Just like a mix of everyone else's drinks.
Someone
just before you do this goes and gets Bailey's, so then it curdles a little bit. You just got to neck it. You crack on. Anything to do with the, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Drinking's all right.
I'm done. But
so it is the stereotype. Everyone's just like drinking each other's piss, fingering each other. And
is it?
But I'm not saying you're doing it, but that is actually what it's like.
Well, here's what happened. I called it off after a month in. By the way,
that's quite a long time.
No, because by the way,
hey, I've been shagging
that's
every one of you lads for
Wednesdays.
A month now, and I'll be honest, it's a bit much. It took me a full 30 days to realise I'm not into this.
Well, here's why, right? They didn't have a clue what they were doing. No one was in charge. You used to do training on a Monday and then you play on a Wednesday. On a Monday, right? Get this. The guy took training one week and I said, I'm never going back here because he didn't know what he was doing. He went, right, find someone who's quite alike with you size-wise. So you got all the big lads go together and all that. And he goes, right, pick up your partner, run up that hill with them.
What?
So I've got this fucking, oh God, I've got this 17 stone guy on my back and I'm running up this fucking hill with him and then run down. And then, right, that's training. Training was just running up a hill with a big man on my shoulders.
And
then he had to pick me up. I'm dangling off this guy's
still
back.
Knackered.
Up a hill.
And he's crazy. The guy that does your PT in the park now, isn't he?
Does, yeah, very good guy.
You became very good mates with him.
One of my favourite mates.
So you tapped out.
So on the fourth week, I played prop, and I'll say I wasn't great. Oh, I'm not even one of those who says, yeah, I just got an injury, could have played for England. I was shit. Shouldn't even be playing. They went, oh, we need a prop for... Because I was in the second team, of course I was. And they went, we need a prop for the first team. Do you mind coming along? You won't play because we've got our...
It's a classic, that. Don't worry, you won't play.
You've got our main props, they're class. They're going to win the game for us.
Can I guess?
It's at Manchester Uni.
You got a few minutes, did you?
Yeah. No, let me tell you this. So it's at Manchester Uni. It's a big rival, Salford versus Manchester Uni.
Ooh.
5 minutes in, the prop's fucked. Gets taken out. He's twisted his collarbone. McGrath, you're on. I thought, fucking hell.
You put your fish and chips down.
Put my fish and chips down. Finished off, seeing if I got an STI. I ran on the pitch. Anyway, great game. I had the game of my life.
No!
Oh, it was unbelievable. Oh, yeah. Got battered left, right and centre, but I was loving it. Battered in a good way.
Yeah.
And then, I was aggressive. Fell on this ball right at the 5 minutes to go.
Fell on a ball?
Fell on a ball, they're holding it. And you caught like a little bit of a ruck when everyone dives on top of you and you're all like, fuck off. And everyone's on top of you. And then the ref needs to pause the game because it's in a situation now where everyone has to get up one by one.
Yeah.
I'm lying at the bottom, sort of like end of Breaking Bad. Do you know like Malassia was the other day?
Yeah.
Like sort of on the bottom like that because I've got all these bodies on me and the rugby ball's there. And as everyone gets up one by one, everyone climbing up like that. The biggest guy in the whole of the team gets himself up by his left arm, but he's leant all the way on my bollocks. He's leant on my balls like that to get up. And straight away I was like, oh, fuck, that is incredible. I had to push him out of the way.
That's incredible, mate. I've ejaculated.
No, I couldn't believe
that's the
what
best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. I said, that's going to come back to bite me in the backside, that.
Not bite you in the bollocks.
And bite me in the bollocks. And it didn't for about 2-3 hours. Then, I didn't even tell you this, it's Halloween, by the way. So we go to 42's, which is where Ethan might take us later on in his stories. He went out last night. We go to 42's, Halloween, and I'm dressed up as a ghost, and I go for a wee in the toilets, and it's not looking good, Joe. It's not looking good.
What do you mean it's not looking
good? It's like I bought like blood, like sachets to scare the common urinal users in 42.
What, are you pissing blood?
Ooh, I'm pissing blood. And then it hits me like a train. The feeling was like nothing I ever felt before. I felt winded. And I'm like, I just crawl out of 42s. Like I was like being like a scary monster.
I bet everyone thought it was just something from like the thriller video.
I was happy
they?
For people to think about that. And then went home.
Mom, look at this.
Because I was in hall, so I went home there. I was like, this is mad, this is crazy. And I just had to go to, I went to A&E by myself, sat in A&E. And the same story as you, about 3 or 4 people had to come and sort my balls out. And I swear this, now this might be a dream, but one guy said he didn't believe in gloves.
That's not a thing. What do you mean I don't believe? No, I don't believe
one
they exist.
Doctor said, I need to feel it myself. And
that man is also a psychopath, yeah? That man's a sex offender.
I untwisted them and then I had antibiotics for 2 weeks.
Untwist my balls.
One of the biggest regrets... No, I can't say it.
Say you love me again. What do you mean, one of your biggest regrets?
I had a wank that night and I regret it. I regret that.
Was
so
it blood?
Much.
Was blood come out? Really? Oh, my God. Are you all right?
I have to cut that bit out.
No, you're not cutting anything out.
So yeah, my beard's done.
So how did it go? Not so wrong, because it could be worse, but it's not how it normally looks, and it looks a bit sort of roughshod.
It just...
What happened?
Well, I just thought the number 3 would be enough. We've only got 3 and 1, and I thought, I'm not doing 1.
No, 1 makes... Yeah.
I don't know where 4 or 2's gone.
Where's 4 gone?
Don't ask me. I had to use 3. So I've done 3 on my face and I knew straight away, I said, this is bad. This is bad. And then Becky saw me. She, fucking hell, the look she gave me was horrific. So all I've got to do now is just wait about 4 or 5 days and I'll be back to normal.
Back to basics.
Back to basics.
I do my own beard, you know.
How do you do it? Yeah, but you do it. You've got a 5 at least.
I've got a clipper from Boots that I got about 8 years ago that cost me £5.
8 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow, it's done well for you there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's horrible. It pulls all my hairs out all the time. It's really bad. But, you know, we move.
Tell me about your weekend.
Yeah. Went to watch a play, musical, on Saturday.
You went to watch a musical? Yeah. Lovely. What was it called?
It's called At the Sky's Edge. Wow. Have you ever seen a play about a block of flats?
Nope.
This was a play about a block of flats.
Nice.
Really good. So there's this famous block of flats in Sheffield called like Park Hill Flats, I think.
Famous.
And they're like up on the side of the hill in Sheffield. If you're from Sheffield, they're famous. Yeah. Up on the side of the hill, overlook the whole city. And when they were built, they were like council flats. And they were meant to be like this new, like, at the sky's edge and all this. It's meant to be like amazing. And immediately they were just the roughest place in Sheffield. Just horrible. But then eventually they got bought. They got so run down that they renovated them, kicked everyone out who lived there, and sold them to posh people.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's about three different families that lived in these flats in the 60s, in the 90s, and in the 2000s. And I'm not joking, I cried six times.
Sure.
Honestly, because it's not even like a normal musical. Do you know some musicals where they're just singing all of the words?
Yeah. Lame, isn't that?
I'd like a sandwich. No, that's my sandwich. And you're like, stop. Just fucking act and then sing. But this was almost like a play with like rock songs in it. So it's like a concert and a play rather than a musical. But honestly, I cried so hard at the end
that
when the lights were coming up, I was like, I don't know what to do because I'm next to Lizzie.
Yeah.
I don't mind her knowing that I cried, but I don't want her to see me like, like I was letting out noises and shit. Everyone was clapping. Everyone was clapping out, and I was going, like that. And the lights were up, and I was going, and she's like, do you like it? I was like, couldn't speak.
Yeah.
I'd just completely gone. And I just thought, I can't remember the last time I cried like that.
It
reminded me of everything that's ever been happy and sad and brilliant in my entire life. It was so good, but fuck me, did I cry way
that
too much.
Class.
Do you ever cry like films or TV?
I let out a roar like you've never heard in your life, surrounded by Chinese students at the premiere of Avengers Endgame. Right? There's a scene in it. Have you seen it? Surrounded by Chinese students.
Well, are they giving you CPR?
No, I don't know why, but I don't know if I was in their block, but, you know.
In their block? What does that mean?
No, I was in like.
You know, of course, rows like, one and two, that's for the Chinese students.
It was a big event. So they've all bulk-blocked.
Bulk-blocked?
Like, they must have bought it in advance, so did I.
Right.
Next thing you know, I'm sat with them. We what an experience we had together, by
Is
the way.
Is Endgame the last one?
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Incredible. Have you seen when Captain America like says Avengers Assemble like that, and then all the good guys run? Yeah. Mate, that fucking had me.
Crying.
Like I was like holding back. I thought I can't let myself.
Who were you with by yourself?
And a guy called Simon Binzu. And I was like, oh god! And I let out because you try and hold it in, don't you? Because you want to be seen as not being too emotional.
Which is mad, really.
But that little noise I made post holding
it. Can you try and show it? So I'll say Avengers Assemble and you let out the noise, okay? Avengers Assemble.
And then he runs. It's so good. Ethan doesn't cry, does he?
No, oh no, sorry. Hello. I don't really cry so much, I don't think, really. No, I try.
When's the last time you cried?
I think you've asked me this question quite a lot, Drew, and I don't often cry. I don't really watch things.
Fucking hell, I can't believe that then.
Okay, but when's the last time you cried at anything in life? A death, a birth, Newcastle winning the first round of a League Cup semi-final. When's the last time you cried? You have to have cried.
I think somebody said something quite hurtful to us not long ago, and I got upset by that, and I cried. Sorry I'm not really with it today. I'm completely hungover, can't concentrate.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second, but who said something hurtful, and what was it?
One of us, was it?
Oh, no, it wasn't one of you. It was just someone made a little jibe about us, and I got a little bit upset.
Would you like to sort them out?
Would you like to tell us a little bit more?
Oh, no.
What if it's someone we know?
Is it someone we know?
Oh, no.
Oh, right.
What did they say?
You might as well tell us.
Oh, like I said, I'm really hungover and I can't really, I'm not really with it. I'm sorry.
All right, come on then. What happened last night?
No, I want to ask you about your darts.
Oh.
You played the darts on the weekend?
Played darts at my in-laws house again.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Really?
2-1. Double 14.
Quick game.
It was the slowest game of all time, right? So we're all playing 501. There's three teams. 501, for anyone who doesn't know the rules, you start on 501 points and you...
Do we know why?
Your score comes... No. Ethan, find out why you start on 501 in darts. There you go, he's on it. You start on 501, you get down to the lowest score you can, and then you have to hit a double to check out.
For it's hard.
So I went... We were racing away with it. Me and Lizzie were a team. Then it was Lizzie's mum and dad and Lizzie's brother and his fiancé. Nice. They were the teams. We were racing away. Lizzie was playing well. I was playing well. We got down to about 40, which is double 20, gets you the win. Yeah. And then I had to go and do TalkSport on the radio because this was just before the Arsenal game. So they were saying, TalkSport, okay, good. Go down. They got me on the phone. Do you know sometimes, I don't mind it, but sometimes you're waiting ages. Yeah, they ring you up, it's at 6:45. I wasn't chatting till 6:55. And then I was on for 10 minutes, chatting Arsenal, had it on the speakerphone, text Lizzie saying, how's it going? Did we win? Right? Because I was thinking, I hadn't had any cheering or anything. Like, did we win? It's now been 30 minutes since I've been in that room. Yeah. She texts back, no one's hit a double yet. I went back up. Everyone was on double two.
No.
On double one.
Double
Everyone
one.
Was on double one. Hit board, bust. Next, board, bust.
Oh,
next.
No.
And I came in. First one, I didn't get it. Yeah, second go.
Didn't get it.
Double one, stuck it, stuck the landing. But honestly, when you're not good at darts, 501 is almost impossible.
Yeah.
And like, they're not even that bad at darts.
I was playing cart holes yesterday, Drew.
Yeah.
He wants to get in his night, doesn't he?
We're going to get to your night.
Leave it, Ethan. You know you got to stop.
No, it's darts. Sorry, it's just...
No, but you're not... This right, so you put, why 501 in darts? And you put this on the screen for us to read. It says, with the expertise of some darts players, a nine darter is easily achievable after a few accurate throws, and a game can therefore be won very quickly. So by starting in 501 instead of 500, it limits the chances of the action being over very quickly. Well, why would it be 500? We need why that number is picked, not...
I think we'll have some darts.
Not why is it 501 instead of 500. Anyway, so I had a great night on the darts, but my God, is it rough stuff when you're not good.
Did you dress up in that?
Yeah, I got my dart shirt on.
What?
No. I got a dart shirt. It's got all flames on it.
Really?
Yeah. It's ace. I'll try and get a picture.
Can you wear it to next pod?
I'll wear my dart shirt next time.
Ethan, you had a big night yesterday.
Yes, I did have a very big night yesterday, actually.
How big was it? Would you say it was colossal?
Oh, much bigger than me. And I'm quite the size.
Too big for you, wasn't it?
Honestly, I just got caught up in it. I never saw it coming. I never saw myself going out, but I just got in the mood. It was semi-final day for Newcastle. It was my day off. I was bigging myself up for it all day. So an old friend came back, Tom from Wolves, came back down to Manchester. It's like the gang was back together. We were ready to reunite and just take the night by storm.
So when you say the gang, just you and Tom though, yeah?
Oh, no, sorry. It was me, it was Tom, it was my friend Bez from uni. He's
Bez?
Been,
Happy Mondays?
Oh, sorry.
You're on the Garys.
He's called Bez because he's from Berry. So his nickname is Bez, short for Berry.
Nice.
Anyway, and the WOP was there, and we all assembled, and...
Avengers Assemble. Did you say that?
Exactly. I'm crying.
And we... We're all pumped and playing a bit of darts, Joe, on the old cart horse, if you've ever played that game. So the aim of cart horse is you've got the ones, the twos, all the way to 20, doubles, trebles, and you have to hit three of each to wipe it out to stop the other team scoring on it. Do you get it? You have to get three of each to complete it.
So you're sort of like knocking down an invisible wall.
Yeah, basically, what you have to do, Joe, is you have to get three of something to then start scoring on it, okay?
Okay.
Three 20s as a team, now we can start scoring 20s, and the other team are trying to cancel you out. Once they get three 20s, no one can score on them anymore. Do you get it?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Wow, I got 519s on my throw, got loads of points on the board. So
feel like you make stuff up, Ethan. Last week you were incredible at beer pong, but we never seen it.
Yeah.
Now you're sensational at darts. And by the way, his mates don't listen to the pod, so none of them can message us and say, oh, he's talking shit here. Are you actually good at darts?
Oh, shocking. Awful. The worst darts player of the lot. But the point was, Joe, everything was going was going all up for Ethan.
Everything was hitting
all
19.
All up for Ethan?
Yeah.
Good man. So it starts as darts. It moves into football. When does it turn into a big one?
Well, Newcastle United win. I have dressed up in my best clothes possible for 42s. I look like a manager on the sideline almost. I'm already at the cup final. And
this is your cup final, isn't it? 42s on a Tuesday night. That's your League Cup final.
It felt like it. And it was nostalgic. And we were back together, few beers, off we're going to town. And then the night just erupts.
How was 42s?
Yeah, well, I got in a bit of an argy-bargy with someone again.
Maybe the problem's you, Ethan.
Before you get into that, what is 42s for anyone who isn't from Manchester?
42s is a indie nightclub that has no real standards of... No.
And also, average age of the clientele?
Well, probably
19?
Like 19, usually. Yeah. But we felt a bit better. There was a few maybe 50, 60-year-olds next to us, so we felt quite young.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's who you start a fight with, wasn't it? As soon as Travis came on, well, it all turned, didn't it, in your head? You thought, right, where's these six-year-olds at?
It was this massive fucker, Drew, and this massive fucker. And obviously, everyone... I always fall out with the massive fuckers because they never see us. So he dropped his drink all over my head. Right?
No, you're lying.
Scuttling under him like a cockroach? Why are you underneath his drink?
He just literally, Drew, poured it all over my hair, so I was dripping, right? I was just covered in vodka lemonade, and it was quite sad, actually. It put a bit of a literal dampener on my night.
What did you do as soon as it lands on your head?
So I went under his jacket, because he's like 6'6".
Why are you acting like you're fucking 1 foot tall? Like on a film where they're like, we're going to have to shrink him. He's going to enter the big man. And they shrink you down and you go into his jacket. What do you mean you went under his jacket? Was he wearing a trench coat? Well, under his jacket? How small do you think you are?
It's quite a long jacket, Drew. And like my one here, so say he's 6'5". I just went, he's got his jacket on. He's not looking at us. He didn't realise what he'd done. And I just went under his jacket.
So now you're wearing... There's now two people wearing his jacket.
And was your plan to stay there all night?
No, so the idea was, once I was under his jacket and my hair was dripping, I used it as a towel and I dried my hair on his jacket. And then he was fuming and he gave us a little push. And I went, no, hang on, mate. I said, you just poured your whole drink over my head. And he said, well, that wasn't my fault because that girl knocked it. I went, well, you should have some responsibility.
Well, what you should do is you should get under her jacket and teach her a lesson, shouldn't you, like I'm doing with you. So he got under her jacket and she went, well, it wasn't my fault. Someone nudged me. And then she got under someone else's jacket. And by then it was a big human centipede of people under each other's jacket, wasn't it?
Well, I guess if everyone adopted the same mindset as me, it could well have been that.
Well, how does it resolve this? Does he?
He's not happy. He's not happy. Gives us a little push in that, and he's talking to us. He went, "Listen, mate, I'll give you a chance. I apologise for dropping the drink on you, and you apologise for doing what you just did there."
Seems fair to me.
That seems fair.
That seems like it seems know, there's no way Ethan would
move
agree
on the
to
night.
That.
Why would you want to carry this on?
Surely.
And I said, "Well." No, actually, right. that's not how it's gonna go, chum.
And then because I said chum about 20 minutes ago.
Maybe, yeah. And then he said, why? And I said, well, listen, I was being fun and playful and took this quite well. I could have just lost the plot with you and done something, but he wasn't happy. And then we moved away. My friends came along, and apparently one of them knew him. So. That kind of calmed things down a little bit.
It was Peter Crouch.
Yeah. Fucking hell. So is that it then? Is that done?
What else happened?
No, was it like, did you meet him again later on in the night, or was it all done?
I was telling them, one of my drunken friends, about it, and then he decided to go up to him to sort things over again, but it was sorted about half an hour ago, so I don't know why we need to bring it back up again. Do you know what I mean?
You can't help but getting his scraps on a night out.
He loves it. Do you ever just chill out?
Well, I just...
Did you ever just go, oh, fucking hell, you just put your drink on me there, mate? And he'd have gone, oh, sorry, mate.
But, Drew, the point was, I was dripping.
You couldn't have been that dripping.
But what's he going to do now? He didn't mean to. What's you getting annoyed and potentially getting your fucking head kicked in?
If he kicked off you, Ethan, what would have been your tactics?
Yeah.
I would have went, hello, my friend Wob, who's 6 foot. Hello, my friend Trish, who's 6'2".
So what? Come so here. your defence mechanism is basically the sort of in real world equivalent of hiding behind the teacher?
I think I might have said this on the podcast before.
Coward.
I'm not a coward.
You're a coward?
I'm not a coward.
Hello, my friends, who's going to get their head kicked in on my behalf. Hello, my other friend, who's going to get his fucking head kicked in on my behalf. I'll sit back here, running away with my wet hair.
I see myself as quite... There's a power in the way of having your friends backing you up. It feels like you're kind of like... You know, like in control and that.
Do you know what so I'm thinking
done
now?
That weird slow blink again. Yeah. Something becomes vaguely sexual for
Do you know
him.
What I think now? If we ever go out with Ethan, just we've not been out for a while, but yeah. We're their mates, aren't we? Yeah. We're two tall guys. He'll start a scrap with a big lad, and next thing you know, we've got.
We're
going
to have to fight
Ethan,
the 6'8" freak.
I'm pushing you right into him, and then you can just fucking.
Yeah,
he wouldn't do that.
I would. Do
we would.
That.
If we were on a night out. Someone accidentally spills their drink on you, and you think we're going to fight them on your behalf. We're pushing you straight in the lion's den, mate. You can fend for yourself.
But I wasn't in the wrong. He started it.
You all right, you entered his clothes.
Oof.
That's mental. imagine you spit your drink and you went, oh, I spilled my drink. Oh, there's someone there. I'm wearing the same clothes as someone else.
Not even we would back you up. We would back you up. Just don't get into a fight. And then night finish with a kebab and that?
I got some fried chicken from the takeaway opposite.
Time to get in?
4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Wow, it's a big night.
Little story from me before we get to the 9 out of 10 club.
Yeah.
I interviewed a goat today.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed a goat today.
Lionel Messi?
Nope.
All right, then.
An actual goat.
Gary Rhodes, the goat of daytime cookery.
No.
You interviewed a goat, the animal.
Thomas the goat, who...
What?
It's a very sad story, this, and I feel like... We're going into it with an element of piss taking.
Well, you've interviewed a farmyard animal, so I'm not going to not take the piss, am I?
Thomas the goat was unfortunately abandoned in Bury.
Bez?
By his previous... No, Bez might have done it. By his previous owners, which we still don't know. He was caught...
The goat's not talking. He's not spilling his story.
He was caught... Not caught, but he was spotted... On the tram tracks of the Manchester Metrolink.
Fuck it. So he's down on his luck.
But the trams couldn't move. Thomas isn't arsed. He's holding up all the trams. This is during rush hour. So this wonderful place, Bleak Out, Animal Sanctuary, rescued him.
Bleak Out?
Yeah, Bleak is a weird name for
Why
him,
would you it? Call it that?
Bleak Out.
Like calling it Hell Village.
It did look a bit bleak as well. But that did was because I went there when it
was
dark.
Was he injured or was he just lying
no,
there?
No, he didn't get hit by a tram. Good tram driver.
So the goat tried to commit suicide? Because he was so sad.
Do I think the goat wanted to end it? Should you buy what I saw today? Probably yes. Probably he did.
But he was saved...
And I went to go and catch up on the story. There was a wonderful woman called Karen there who runs it, and a guy called Pete who did not want to be interviewed but was roped into it, right? So I had this moment where Pete brings out Thomas the goat for a chat, and I say hello to Thomas.
For a chat.
I'm interviewing Karen here to my left. Karen's giving me a good lowdown on the story. And then she says, ask Pete one or two questions, but he's a bit shy. So Pete's an old gentleman, loves animals, great at what he does, but he doesn't want to be interviewed. I understand that, some people don't. I go to put a microphone near him. Wow, he wasn't really, he pulled back a bit like that. He kept pushing back from the microphone, as in like he didn't want to be anywhere near it. Next thing you know, he walks backwards into Thomas.
No.
Right?
No.
Thomas then turns on Pete, starts headbutting him. So I've got an interview on my hands here. Karen's trying to control Thomas. Thomas is giving it Pete, this guy, he's headbutting him. That's what they do, don't they? Goats.
Yeah.
Go back a little bit. Charge Pete. Pete doesn't want to be interviewed. Now the guy he's rescued, is giving him some grief here. I'm trying to conduct an interview.
Live on radio.
Live on the radio. Chaos.
Why do you think what's Pete got to hide then? Why is he so
No, Pete coy? Doesn't want to hide, but
what do you think Pete's got to hide, Ethan? So he adopts vulnerable goats.
Don't
brings them into his
don't.
What? Life, garden, whatever. And then when the press
don't.
Turn up, who have obviously been invited because he couldn't just, you know, show up unannounced, he doesn't want to, he gets all shy. What do you think he's hiding, Ethan?
Is Pete the goat or the man who owns the goat?
He's not been listening, has he? Is this one of those things where you've not been listening?
No, is Pete the...
Pete is the man. Thomas is the goat.
Oh, Pete is the man. Maybe he's just like... Is it like a big cover story or something? Is
what
he doing?
What would he be covering for?
I don't know. I've been watching like... Well, people do like pick weird things, don't they, to cover like a criminal background on that. Have you ever seen Breaking Bad?
Oh my God, let's move on here. Have we ever seen Breaking Bad?
I've just started watching Breaking Bad.
I'm not asked. Right, move on.
Well, it's basically the disguise, the whole operation of
I'm not hitting the plot of Breaking Bad. But a show that's been out for 20 years and known as one of the best shows ever. Yes, I've seen it. I don't want another plot.
But the point is...
It's got nothing to do with Gary the Goat.
But
who's Gary? Thomas. Fuck off, Ethan. Thomas is a goat.
And Pete's shagging him, obviously.
Don't.
What?
He's not shagging the goat.
Oh, is he?
So how was the goat?
Shut up, Ethan.
Did you get to feed it?
Didn't feed it.
What?
Fed the pony, though.
What pony? See, they've got all sorts of animals there. Wow.
They've got dogs, birds, goats, sheep.
Birds is a mental pet, isn't
it? But it's a mad pet. So when people are giving up their pets, there's a lot of reason why people are giving up their pets, cost of living, etc. So they take them in, take everything in.
Wow.
Should we do the 9 out of 10 club?
Yes, let's do it.
We've got a savior on and a sweet one today.
We've got two 9 out of 10 clubs.
Oh.
And these are both listener
yeah.
entrances. Have you brought one?
I brought one.
I've brought two.
Save one then.
Okay. Well, should we just do my two today?
Yeah.
No,
because my one's a good one. If you
okay.
like it.
Well, we'll do my one and we'll do your one. So you go first then.
Okay. Oh, no, because mine is sweet.
Okay, we'll do mine first.
Mine's like a dessert.
So mine, we've been asking for your 9 out of 10 clubs on Instagram, everywhere. Yeah. Send them to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com as well. And we got this one in. Let me just find the name very quickly. I do have it here.
I'll try and find it for
couldn't
you as
possibly
well.
Lose it. simple stuff. Just find the name because there's only about three pictures. There's only about three things it could be on. Very interesting. Simply cannot find it. And
I've got it. Lee.
Thank you. This is from Lee.
Now, you've heard of the term meat and drink.
Basically, a term to mean, you know, this is the standard, bog standard. This person does this every day. Yeah. So, like, for Cristiano Ronaldo, taking a penalty, it's meat and drink, yeah? Now, I don't understand how this company's slogan isn't meat and drink. Because, of course, today, attempting to go in the 9 out of 10 club is Bovril.
Oh, my God.
Bovril.
So, fucking it describes hell. Itself... as a beef paste that is incredibly versatile and high in protein. Drink it, spread it, or even cook with it.
Spread it?
But Bovril's basically beef tea.
So, can I say, does Bovril and Marmite share the same...
They share the definitely same, the same jar factory, but it's
do
not...
you mean spread it?
You can put it on toast.
Can you?
I guess so. What else are you spreading
granules?
It on your chest?
Oh my God, I thought it was granules.
Sure no.
It's a paste.
It's a lovely paste. So uh-huh.
You're lying. No,
for anyone who doesn't know, Bovril is almost like somewhere between gravy and tea.
Yeah.
In it.
Yeah, it is.
And the idea that the slogan isn't meat and drink, because that's a great slogan, by the way, isn't it? So we're going to all taste Bovril now. Have you had it before?
Yeah. It's...
Oh, my God.
It's all... Oh, man. Ethan, Bovril for you. You saying Manisha, your girlfriend, hasn't a clue what Bovril is.
No, well, this is... a massive coincidence because I had no idea we were going to be having Bovril today. But Manisha has a passion for gravy. I've never met someone who loves gravy more in my life. Obviously, we have to tell her to forget that gravy probably contains beef stock a lot of the time.
Why, is she vegetarian?
Oh, no, sorry. She can't eat beef as
beef, can they?
As a
religion.
Indian religion, Hinduism.
It's an Indian religion.
Which religion, to be specific,
Hindu.
Ethan?
Hindi. Hindi. Well, what? She... Hinduism. Indian, sorry.
Can't eat beef, can they?
So whenever she says she'll never have it deliberately, but she wants to try beef one day without knowing.
I love
that. We kind of do that already with gravy.
I love that. We try and have it without having it. Like, first things first is, she's like, we just have things that happen to contain beef. Like, some people eat Haribo and stuff.
Yeah.
This is literally beef-flavored juice. And you're like, we can pretend it hasn't got beef.
She's not going on.
Yeah, this is literally liquid meat.
It's like trying to Like frazzles weren't anything to do with bacon.
Yeah,
it's you can kind of guess exactly what they look and smell like.
So she's not doing a particularly good job of pretending that she doesn't really know that gravy's got meat in it. And the second point is, there's loads of vegetarian gravy that you could buy and be having.
Yeah, but her favourite food is fish and chips, but she only likes that with gravy. And when we go out to get fish and chips, they've only got, like, you know, your classic gravy. So that's probably why, Joe. I don't really want to ruin it for her, but I was saying, Bovril, wow, what a drink. It takes me back to going to the football in the winter with my dad. We always used to bring Bovril, and it reminds me of one time when I had a cup of Bovril and there was a hole in the cup. And every time I drank, the Bovril would come out the hole. I didn't realise. And there was a man sitting next to me, to my left, who was telling me that he had brand new trainers on. And then when I looked, I smothered them all in Bovril. white trainers.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You all say you love Bovril. When was the last time you went out your way and had a cup of Bovril?
No, you know what? I'm not going to let you use that as an excuse. Because you have coffee every fucking day and you didn't put that in the 9 out of 10
club. Yeah, because I don't know if it's 9 out of 10.
So the frequency with which you consume something is clearly, by your own measure, not something that determines how good it is. So I'm not letting that stand. Yeah. I'm not saying that that's 9 out of 10, but you can't say, well, we don't have it very often, so it must be shit. Because you have coffee every day and you don't like it, apparently.
I do like it.
So for you then.
It's 8.5
So obviously Lee's already put it in. He only needs two of us.
Ethan, have you put it in?
Listen, it's a brilliant thing to bring in. It's lovely to have. It's given me some memories. I've told a few tales, but I don't think it's 9 out of 10.
I'm sorry, but Bovril's not getting
it. Oh, sorry, Lee. And for me, it's not in either. But I do like Bovril. And it's exciting to have hot, savoury drinks.
Yes, it is.
It's really quite energising, actually. But yeah, sorry, Lee, it's not gone in.
I've gone digging for my one.
Ooh. Have you brought this in, or is this from a viewer?
This is from Weiss.
From Weiss.
Reese. If Jonathan Ross was here, he said Weiss. It's from Reese Warriner.
Great.
And he said, and I've got one for each of us here.
Oh.
My suggestion is, you all right? What was your stomach then? It made an awful noise.
Reacting to the Bovril.
My suggestion is the Cadbury's cream.
Oh!
The Cadbury's cream.
No. Okay.
Go on, get over it, Ethan.
Now.
Come on.
Wow.
Now, we all have a different technique here to eating a Cadbury's
cream. Now, this was the marketing ploy, wasn't it? How do you eat yours? I like to wolf it down. Do you remember that?
The
advert was literally, how do you eat yours?
So how do you eat yours?
Well, let's just, first of all, let's address the elephant in the room.
Pardon?
I chose that.
What about that? Have you noticed I've not made any fat jokes for about 3 weeks?
Yeah, but it's just cheap shots. And
it is cheap
easy
shots.
Easy goal.
Because you know for a fact...
I've not said your mum's fit in at least 3 episodes.
Yeah, and you know for a fact that if you started on him, he'd get all his mates to batter you.
Yeah.
He wouldn't do it himself. The cream egg, the elephant in the room is, it's the greatest shape and weight to throw of any object on Earth.
Yes, it's
imagine
pretty great,
isn't just it? Clonging that. It's I think I could throw one of these 3/4 of a mile.
What?
It's so perfectly weighted.
What a should we do that as a Patreon special? Get you to
you
a field.
Me just throwing a Cadbury's cream egg about 20 metres.
Yeah, so you can throw it further. Right, I like to bite a little bit of the knob off, tip off. Oh, wow. And then I lick that out.
Oh, yeah, right. Stay on his single. And let's, for everyone, we're just going to have an eerie, horrendous snapshot of your sexual history. I want to watch
That's private.
Put your tongue in that cream egg now.
Oh, the noise! The noise! Oh, my God, it was so loud. It was so loud. It was loud, wasn't it?
Oh, my God, that was... You with that beard as well.
Sure.
You like you're about to murder someone in a truck stop.
Well then, how do you do it?
Fucking hell. I do it like that, but I try not to arouse everyone in the room.
You yours out.
Actually, fuck it. Do you know what my old flatmate used to do?
What? Are you doing a magic trick there? What happened?
All in the one.
You put it in and then it was back in your hand. I didn't know what was going on. Oh, it's unbelievable. That fucking dynamo is it. Ethan, how do you eat it whilst Joe?
Incapacitated. Well, I'd eat it. I don't know. Listen, I'm going to take a bite and I'm going to tell you something.
Why does this feel like room for it?
Cream eggs are fucking shit. I fucking hate them. That's horrible. Whatever that is, it's gross. It's disgusting. Nah.
I did not see that coming.
I did not see that coming either. I mean, I like a cream egg.
Mm. Well, can I go first?
Yeah.
We know I'm not a sweet boy. I fucking love a cream egg.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is a mode.
I like, I'm not going to cry. I'm just still, I don't want to be too sloppy on the mic. I love the fact that they're completely unique. What happened there? I love the fact that they're completely unique.
Yeah.
I love Cadbury's chocolate anyway. Dairy milk is great. Whatever that innard is, it's mental but delicious. And I like that they... I love that there's a certain show to them. They're doing something that no one else is doing. I think they're great. For me, honestly, they're in.
They're so that's in, two. They're in for
you
me.
Know what? Who's putting them in?
Reese Warrior.
Me and Reese. So we need one more. Ethan, you're not putting them in, obviously.
Well, no, but I must say, the idea of a cream egg, I think, is brilliant. There's a lot of art that goes into each cream egg. I think I've seen them make them. They literally assemble them with the hands, the humans, in the factory.
The hands and the humans. Oh. Yeah, they're in for me.
Oh! In! Wow, well it's done, good. Reese.
Listen, cream before we get in. Going, I've got so many emails to read, but we'll have to do them for next week. So, like, Mark F. William, I'm going to read your emails next week, the ones that sent us in problems. Anonymous as well. I'll read yours out, but I want to leave us on this one. Food themed. Mm-hmm. It's from Nat. Was at a live show, friend of the podcast. Hi, Sloppy Joes and Ethan. I have an agony bants I'd like you to ponder on.
Agony bants.
I've already told Joe, but want to keep this...
10,000 steps. Want to keep this anonymous.
She'd be all right. I didn't give a surname.
What is her surname?
Can't tell you. I quite simply...
Anderson.
No, it's not. Oh. Quite simply, this is from Anonymous, or Nat, whichever one you would call it. I quite simply eat mushrooms raw.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah. I was told in food tech at school that you don't have to cook mushrooms and they're fine to eat raw. So ever since then, I've indulged. Don't get me wrong, I'm not foraging in woods, but if making a carbonara, I'll pop some in whilst I'm chopping. My boyfriend thinks I'm insane, but I enjoy it, chomping down on a button mushroom like an apple.
Yeah,
that's not right, is it? A raw mushroom? Don't say that. Don't. You don't. You don't, Joe.
I love raw mushroom. I love it. We used to have this salad growing up.
Yeah.
That my mum used to make, which was spinach.
Yeah. Dairy.
Spinach.
Dairy milk.
Dairy milk. And just one big fuck off mushroom. No. Spinach. Feta cheese. Finely sliced raw mushroom. Bacon.
Bacon?
And then like sort of Italian style dressing on it. It is out of this world
really?
Good.
Sounds nice.
It's incredible.
I love
it. And the thing with raw mushroom is, cooked mushroom is quite a wet experience, isn't it? It's a moisture-laden experience. Yeah. But, weirdly, raw mushroom is so dry. It's foamy. It's like eating a sponge. It's incredible. Taste it, because the textural difference is remarkable. Also, here's a fact for you. Genetically speaking, mushrooms are more like humans than they are like vegetables.
Right.
Did you know that? We've got more in common with a mushroom, genetically, than a mushroom has with, like, a broccoli.
More in common? Like, what? They're like...
The genetic sequencing...
Football stuff.
Yeah, they both love United. Both.
I've got more in common with a mushroom.
Well, you definitely have. But even someone like me or Ethan have as well. Which is remarkable.
Right, okay. So
like, mushrooms are more similar to humans than they are to... Because they seem like a vegetable almost, don't they?
Yeah. But they're not.
They're more like a human than they are a vegetable.
Do you think they'll have like rights in like 10 years' time?
Probably, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like libraries and that for
that's
mushrooms.
Incredible.
Yeah. Wow. Ethan, raw mushrooms?
I can't quite believe, but I guess if like, is it fungi or fungi? Fungi is alive, isn't it? So is that why it's like us in a way?
But vegetables are alive as well.
What's that new show and
completely,
Sky?
Just completely changed the subject. So he says something. He says something. He gets told that it's not true, and then he completely just moves
just
on.
Moves on.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's been the Sloppy Joes podcast for another week, and I've got so much to talk about.
So much.
but we've had such a good journey. Hey, listen, if you've got an email in, well, I make sure I dedicate a full chunk.
Yes.
We somehow got onto twisting balls this week, which yes. I'm sure you enjoyed, but I'll do a full chunk of emails next time. Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for bringing the bovril in as
thank
well.
Thank you to Lee and to Reese for your 9 out of 10 club. Send your 9 out of 10 club to sloppyjoespodcast@gmail.com. Also, come check out our Patreon. We've got a Patreon live special on the 31st of January.
It's today.
It's today? No, it's not. It's yesterday. Oh, we've got a special yesterday. It's still up, available for patrons. So check it out. We're going through all of your mysteries.
I've got 10 mysteries to go.
So many mysteries. So make sure you check that out. Check out the Patreon. Come over and join us. We're going to McDonald's this month. We've got so much planned for February, so make sure you check that out. Ethan, wave.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. See you later.